And how bad is the air quality on the East Coast right now?
It's not good. I spoke with Paul Billings at the American Lung Association, who's worked with air pollution for 30 years, who said that he's never seen anything like this.
We have not experienced these kinds of levels in the East. And the reason is climate change. We're seeing the impacts of climate change on the air quality that we're experiencing today.
Yeah, depending on where you are, the air quality ranges from unhealthy for certain groups to really hazardous for everyone. People in D.C. and Baltimore woke up to some of the worst air quality in years. In Philadelphia, they're experiencing some of the worst air quality that they've seen in more than two decades. On Wednesday in upstate New York, we saw the air quality index readings of 460. So that's really high up the scale. And it's really extreme, and that's something Paul Billings is concerned about.
You don't want to inhale the byproducts of combustion, whether it's from a cigarette, a wildfire, a diesel truck, or a coal-fired power plant. All of these sources can create pollution that harms the lungs. The levels we're seeing can really pose immediate threats to health.
Short-term effects include irritation for your nose, your eyes, your throat. Fine particulate matters are so tiny that when inhaled, they go through your lungs and can enter the bloodstream. They can cause cardiovascular impacts, especially in the long term. We're talking about heart attacks and strokes. Long-term exposure can lead to lung cancer. One of my sources even talked about premature death. So it's very harmful on the body. And again, I think you kind of see that with the experts suggesting not to be outside at all.
And are there any groups that are more vulnerable to wildfire smoke than others?
Certain groups are more vulnerable to wildfire smoke than others. Sensitive groups, so people that have pre-existing conditions, especially respiratory issues like asthma, older people with COPD or just other kind of underlying issues are also at risk, and children as well. You know, lung capacity is different, and your lungs are still kind of developing when you're a child. I talked to one expert from the American Lung Association who talked about pregnant women also being at risk,